This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The storm they call Francine is weakening. The AP's Donna Warder with the latest.
Tropical storm Francine is forecast to drop heavy rains and cause floods as it moves north toward Mississippi. The storm came ashore in Louisiana as a Category 2 hurricane on Wednesday. More than 275,000 homes and businesses have lost power.
And then there are the three big wildfires burning in Southern California. The AP's Ben Thomas has that.
Three major wildfires burning in the mountains east of Los Angeles have torched dozens of homes and forced thousands to flee. And while there have been no deaths, at least a dozen people, mainly firefighters, have been treated for injuries.
Fuel moisture is at critical levels.
At a briefing covered by KABC, Orange County Fire Chief Kevin Fetterman spoke about the challenges.
Some of these areas haven't burned in decades. The terrain and topography have presented extreme challenges.
Firefighters have been working in steep terrain in temperatures over 100 degrees, but cooler weather is expected for the rest of the week. I'm Ben Thomas.
Vice President Harris and Donald Trump are back on the campaign trail, visiting swing states. The vice president will hold rallies in Charlotte and Greensboro in North Carolina today, Thursday. Donald Trump will be in Tucson, Arizona. Taylor Swift is asking her fans to register to vote. She won the biggest award at the MTV Video Music Awards last night, the trophy for Video of the Year for Fortnite. On Tuesday night, she endorsed Vice President Harris. To Vietnam. Nearly 200 people have died in Vietnam in the aftermath of Typhoon Yagi, and more than 125 are missing as flash floods and landslides take their toll. This is according to state media, which is reporting this morning. More than 800 have been injured. Yagi was the strongest typhoon to hit the Southeast Asian country in decades. This is AP News. Now to Jon Bon Jovi and the woman standing on the ledge of a bridge in Nashville. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
Rock and roll Hall of Famer Jon Bon Jovi and a video production assistant persuaded a woman standing on the ledge of a pedestrian bridge in Nashville to come back over the railing to safety. Bon Jovi was filming a music video on the bridge, which remained open to the public during the shoot. Video posted to YouTube, but later removed, showed the assistant talking to the woman. Bon Jovi slowly approached, waving to the woman, and joined the conversation. Eventually, the woman turned around to face the two, who helped her over the railing back to safety. Bon Jovi then talked to the woman and hugged her. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Four researchers working here in the U.S. are sharing a $1 million prize from a Portuguese foundation for their work on the human brain. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.